Tēnā koutou katoa. That was Victoria Monet with that waiata. Oh my mama, ey, oh my, ey. Which was a pretty neat waiata. I still love it. Oh, I know I probably shouldn't play as much as I do, but I just do. So, kei te pai. Anyway, we have a kōrero coming up with a very, very famous stuntman, stunter, stunting person. From the NZ Stunt School, and she is famous because she was Gal Gadot's stunt double for Wonder Woman, and on top of that, she was also doing some mahi on Furioso, Mad Max. And not Furioso, that's the new one. Oh, actually, no, I think she's doing mahi on that one. And so many other things. And so we've got that kōrero coming up from her now. I'm so excited to play this. So have a listen to this cool kōrero from Dana Grant while we were at Te Ara Whakapakari at Aotea Centre, Te Pokapū, Aotea Te Pokapū here in Tāmaki, Makaurau. Such a neat kaupapa. It was cool to have so much expertise there, including this one. Are are taringa mai. And we are lucky enough to have a bit of a legend with us. We've got Dana Grant joining us, and some people might know her as the greatest stuntman alive. And I think we just had a Rebel Reed, who we all know, just absolutely fangirl, completely die in front of my eyes, and I have to just out you. I have to out you. But we've got her on with us at the moment because she's coming here to rep her mahi, which she can talk about now. Tēnā koe, ewa, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, so talk to us about, so you're with NZ Stunt School, and we've seen a crew of yous over there, and people are just intrigued.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that from the young guns over there?
Yeah, they're loving it. We're hoping that we can get some of them into our team at some stage. Mm. But yeah, it's going to be cool.
Now, I went over earlier, and I always jumped to the fun questions straight away, and I asked him, what was your favourite mess up? Because it seems that the mess up seems to create a bit of scars inside of your field, and the stories that came out of it. Honestly, I've would never come across it. Somebody did a handstand on a horse and fell off.
Oh yeah, that's my husband.
It's funny because he's the one who said you.
Oh yeah.
He said, talk to her. But, you know, I know it's not always about that. So can you talk to us about the other side of stunting? Is it stunting? Stunt double?
Yeah, stunting. Yeah, anything. Really stunty. Yeah. We're stunties. Yeah. Stunt double, yeah. The other side of it, I mean, there's a very creative side to it. It's telling stories through your fights and everything you do. So it's not just a fight scene. It might be that story tells a fight and gives you the rush in it and everything. So it's being able to create something beautiful.
Yeah.
So there's a bit very creative side to it. There's a very adrenaline-packed side of it as well. The excitement of every day going in different costumes and different fights. We're jumping off buildings, we're setting ourselves on fire, we're hanging off horses, we're getting hit by cars. So yeah, every day is different, and me with ADHD, I think that helps a lot.
Hey, Tawira Ewama, she compared her brain to the wires that were being organised in front of us, and I was guessing out, and you were like, oh.
Yeah, that's my brain right there.
Oh, that's amazing. And when you see some of these rangatahi that come through, what do you look for? What do you encourage when people are coming through? Are you like, if you're good at this, or if you're good at that, or if you have this skill, if you have ADHD, all these things?
I think it's more just the love of it. Like I always say to them, if you love something enough, you're going to be good at it. So don't do it for the money. Don't do it for the fame. As a stunt double, you're the unsung hero. If you're happy with that, and that's what you want to do, you want to do it because you love doing it, then it doesn't matter how uncoordinated you are. Doesn't matter any of that. As long as you've got a bit of guts, then you can get there.
I love that. However, the glitz and glam is something I know you to be a part of. Not the glitz and glam. There's some blood and gore in somewhere.
Lots of blood and gore. Yeah,
it's in there. So for you, what are some of your favourite sets that you've been on? Whether it's the grassroots one to the biggest production.
Yeah, I think that's something the favourite show I've done is like the local. Like little TV shows are some of my favourite ones, but nice. I mean, I've gone to the extravagant side of it when I was on Wonder Woman over in the UK and Spain, and the sets were massive and the stunts were huge. And then being over in Africa on Mad Max, and I doubled Furiosa, who was the lead on that. Was over doing that, and it was just in the desert for 9 months of the year, and that was just, you know, and all the amazing vehicles, and yeah, so I think there's so many different sides of it. Every job, every day is different. Never get bored.
I love that, and because you just did the easiest name jobs the easiest name jobs. It's Wonder Woman, Furious. But no, I love that, and I think that's obviously probably how you've kept your feet on the ground and all of this stuff, or off the ground. It's mean, but hey, I know you've got to get on because you're going to be doing a talk with Te Reo Hedinga Brown very shortly. But just again is it too late to start?
Never too late.
Stunting?
No, we had an amazing woman, her name was Trisha actually, and she started and she came to the stunt school at 60 years old.
Oof.
And she was just like, she goes, oh, you know, I'm probably too late for this. I said, you're never too late. I said, we don't need all young people, you know. I said, we need a double older people and everything. And she's done everything. And she's been doing stunts now. She's now 65. And she's still doing stunts now, so good on her.
Oh, I love it. I did say that it was the last part, but for those who are interested in being a part of the New Zealand Stunt School, how do they get involved? Who do they need to talk to?
Yeah, so there's either the website, NZStuntSchool.com. You can go there or go onto our Instagram and just flick us a message and we'll get back to you. Instagram, NZStuntSchool.com. Well, no, at NZStuntSchool. So come on there and flick us a message and we'll send you anything that you need to know.
Love it. That's Dana Grant e Huama right here at Te Ara Whakapakari at Aotea Square. Yes, indeed. It was me and Dana Grant having a good kōrero, and Rebel Reed kind of psyching out on the side because she did some stunting for Xena Warrior Princess and so much more. So we're definitely fangirling. And mena ka kite koe I tēnei tangata kia pono te kōrero. Honestly, just, you know she's a pro. You know she doesn't muck around. It's just incredible. So tēnā koe, Dana Moto, kōrero. And also to her team, I went over to them a little bit earlier in the morning, as I mentioned in that, and asked them a bit about this, just some of their experiences. Oh, man, and it's exciting. It's dangerous, and it's fun, and there's some realities to it. But there's also some awesome experiences that you get to have, people that you get to connect with. And if you're putting your body on the line like that, surely you have to trust people differently. And so, very grateful. Don't go too far. Hei a koe nei.